Hi and welcome. You're here with Nayla.
Hello.
Whose favourite colour is blue?
And with me here is Maria.
Hi there.
Whose favourite colour is purple?
Perfect. Now that you know us, let's get into it.
Welcome to Only Lonely, a podcast.
Everybody's lonely sometimes, obviously.
Yes.
But have you, in your opinion, mm-hmm. do you think people are getting more and more lonely?
I think more people are feeling lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably because of social media, because the connections you have are like parasocial connections and not real connections, I think. I don't know. So I think people are feeling more lonely. I don't know if they necessarily are, because parasocial connections are connections, I guess.
That's true. So, that is true. That is a good point, though, because when I did a little bit of research,
mm-hmm.
and one thing people seem to agree upon is that loneliness and the feeling of loneliness is very subjective.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess feeling lonely does count as being lonely. There's also a difference between feeling lonely sometimes and feeling lonely
Definitely.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
So there's an important differentiation between lonely, like feeling lonely from time to time, and then chronic loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because chronic loneliness actually is very bad for your health. Well, first of all, it puts you at risk for like several mental illnesses, like mm-hmm. depression, but mm-hmm. also others. And then the risk factor for heart disease rises. The risk factor for type 2 diabetes rises.
Mm-hmm.
The risk for arthritis rises.
I did not know
from chronic loneliness. I know. And now the craziest thing I thought, being chronically lonely is as bad for your health as smoking like a pack of cigarettes a day.
That bad?
Yeah, it's really bad for you.
I am surprised.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Part one. Are we lonely?
What is loneliness to you? Because it's highly personal.
What is loneliness to me? I think loneliness is being disconnected, which makes sense because it's well, the opposite of connection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to put your finger on, right?
Yeah. How would you describe it?
How does it feel like to me? Well, it almost feels painful sometimes. I think I read somewhere that in the brain, when you're feeling lonely, that actually is something that looks similar to like a physical pain response.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel?
Hollow.
Hollow. Oh, yeah. It does. It does feel
it
like
does, no.
It does feel like
which
a hole.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It feels like you're missing something.
Mm-hmm.
What thoughts do you have when you're lonely? I have thoughts like nobody likes me.
Mm.
I'm too whatever.
Too anything.
Too lonely, yeah. Too loud, too annoying.
Yeah. Which you're not, by the way, just to throw
Thank
that
you.
In there.
Thank you very much. But, thank you for saying that.
Well, I can relate to those thoughts. And you also feel like you have to get through everything alone.
Oh, yeah.
And through the loneliness on
yeah.
your own.
Which brings us to the next part. Have there been times where you felt especially lonely?
I mean, yes. I think that's the normal phases of, well, when you're feeling not so well or something's going on in your life, then I think loneliness is not far away.
That's so true. I was thinking because both of us are living alone.
Oh, yes.
There have been, for me, there have been times where I was sick
mm-hmm.
or where I needed to go mm-hmm. to the hospital and there was nobody there. And
yeah,
I was by
especially
myself.
When I just moved here.
Yeah.
Everything new, no people. Well, yeah. some people, but not a lot of people, and especially not a lot of people that you really know.
I'll share that time that I went to the hospital by myself because and
right.
burned myself, and it hurt a lot. So I called a taxi, and the taxi driver took me to the hospital, and then they treated me, and I was fine in the end. I was just, it was like burning yourself hurts a lot, so it was a lot of pain. And that was a time I felt lonely. What are negative things associated with loneliness?
I think when we're lonely, we feel like we don't have any friends. We're so not cool or anything that we think other people who are lonely don't have friends or so uncool.
Mm-hmm.
If they admit they're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sort of
so,
a projection, I think.
Also, I think there's a stereotype of people with less social skills
mm-hmm.
are more lonely, which is obviously not true.
Just to clarify that.
Yeah. Anybody can be lonely.
And I think most of us are from time to time.
Yeah. That's... I mean, everybody is.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Part two. What to do?
What do you do when you're lonely?
I plan events for like the next couple of weeks or something, and I try to make some plans with people.
Oh, to socialize?
Yeah.
Do you want to share what you, maybe like a thing you used to do that didn't work that well?
Nothing.
You just waited till they went away?
But you kinda.
Hoped to?
Yeah. Surprised it didn't.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, but doing nothing usually doesn't make it better, does it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of easy to do though.
Nothing is particularly easy to do, yes. So what do you do?
Well, an easy fix is just like watching YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. Like the YouTubers you like, or maybe watching like a show you like.
Yeah, sure.
Which is, I mean, I know ultimately it's not going to be of that much benefit, but...
but it helps in the moment.
Like, yeah, in the moment it's like a very, very easy fix.
Yeah.
And what I also do is I try and remind myself that it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets lonely, I'll get through it. And it's not nothing to beat myself up over.
Yeah.
Okay, we could look at some do's and don'ts from the NHS website.
That sounds amazing.
Here's a good don't. Try not to use alcohol, cigarettes, gambling or drugs to relieve loneliness.
That's a very good don't.
Yeah. Don't try to compare yourself to others. On social media, you usually only see things people want to share,
mm-hmm.
which is also a good don't.
Yeah. Now turning over to the do's. We already talked about this. Try talking about your feelings to a friend, a family member, a health professional or counselor. Mm-hmm. So we already talked about that. You could also consider joining a group or class that focuses on something you enjoy.
Or maybe like a sports club as well.
Yeah, I was just saying, maybe just a group, a hobby.
Just any hobby.
Pick up a hobby. Another do is you could listen to free mental well-being audio guides.
Okay.
I did not know these existed. We also collected some links or numbers where you can have a look if you feel lonely, and we'll put them in the description.
Part 3. How to help.
Now that we know how to help ourselves,
mm-hmm.
how could we help other people?
Well, reach out.
Have some sense of how your friends are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just us.
Or family members.
Family members, anyone in your community, neighbors.
Yeah.
If you're close with your neighbors. Are you?
No.
Me neither. Volunteer somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, and help other people.
What are some places you could volunteer at?
Well, you could volunteer at the Nummer gegen Kummer, where you can talk to people.
Yes.
Or the Deutsches Rotes Kreuz, where you can visit people. Okay, so we talked about what loneliness is.
What health risks are involved.
Which is crazy. Okay, then we talked about some stigmata that we think loneliness has or might have.
Mm-hmm.
And then talked about some do's, what you can do when you're feeling lonely, and what things you maybe shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we talked about how you could help others.
Yes.
So for the end of this episode, what is your, maybe you can share one takeaway?
That it's shocking how loneliness can influence our health.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, and another takeaway is that I definitely want to look at those audio guides.
That's lovely. That's actually great. My takeaway is just like little things can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like reaching out, maybe just one question.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how are you doing? Could make a difference for somebody.
Yeah.
And also, it's good to look out for each other.
Yeah. Well, that's the main takeaway of this. Look out for each other.
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This was a podcast by Maria and Nila.
Prep work, Maria.
Post-production, Nila.